If you would like to receive emails from us when new shiurim are posted, please go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click the link at the bottom of the page that says Get Email Updates for New Postings. Thank you.
We all gathered there tonight, I'm sure thinking, why tonight? Tonight is the seventh, the Shiva of this Kedoshim. That passed away last week. Tonight, tomorrow morning, is the end of the Shiva. And we felt that it's important for as a Kehila to do something for the Zecher Nishmat of this Kedoshim. When this thing happened last week, a lot of people came and they were upset. People are angry, and I can't believe how many different ideas people had how to deal with Arabs. Some say let's go kill all of them, some say let's put a bomb in there, and all kinds of things. And we have a right to be angry. It's no question, we have feelings. But how do we deal with our feelings is a whole different story. We are a Torahic Jews. We are from Jews. We have to deal with our feelings the way the Torah tells us how to deal with our feelings. And this is what I want to talk about tonight. And the other Rabbanim that they are here, each one, they're going to have a different perspective. What is the message, and what as a Klal Israel, how should we deal with this? Almost 30 years ago, the same Maisa happened, which a lot of us don't even remember. When Baba Sali, Rabbi Israel Abu Chatzera, passed away in Dalet Shabbat, almost 40 years ago, 100,000 people went to Netivot for the Levaya of Rabbi Israel Abu Chatzera. On the way coming back, four people were sitting in a car, and coming back to Yerushalayim, they had a very bad accident. All four people died. These four people that passed away, they are 30 yetomim. They left behind. There was a mashgiach in Yerushalayim, went to one of the gedolim at that time and said, "What is the message? What's going on here? These people, they just did a mitzvah. They went to Melave Adam Gadol. Why this should happen to them?" And this Adam Gadol thought and thought and thought. He said, "I don't know what the Cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is." And then this person asked, "What should we do? What should we accept upon ourselves to do?" The man thought and he said, "Anything. I can't tell you what, but anything. Anything that you want to do is good. Take something. Do something." If this mitzvah that happened as well is not a pashut situation that we could just let it go. It's too important. And we as Kehila, as Klal Israel, we have to do something. I'm not in a level to tell everybody, let's do this and let's do that, let's go here, let's go there, let's keep it. All is everything is important. Anything that we do is important. But I want to touch upon one particular thing that I learned myself from this mitzvah. When I was learning this parashat Shavua, I saw somebody asked a beautiful question. He said, "What did Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu, why do they deserve to have two people, two children? One of them is Yaakov, one of them is Esav, one of them is Tzaddik, one of them is Rasha. Why do they deserve something like that? What kind of punishment is to a parent to have a child like Esav?" I saw the Shelah HaKadosh So the unbelievable answer that Mamash is applicable to us here. Said, in order for Yaakov Avinu to be a Tzaddik Gadol, in order for Yaakov to be Tzaddik Gamur, in order for Yaakov to be Avotenu HaKadoshim, in order for Yaakov to be the Av of Klal Yisrael La'atid Lavo, he had to deal with the Sav HaRasha. His Sav has to bring every tumba of Yaakov out and make Yaakov pure. That's why Esav had to come with Yaakov. In order for Yaakov to be the pure that the person can be. Yaakov Avinu had to learn how to deal with Mechabalim. Yaakov Avinu, in order to be a Tzaddik, he had to live with somebody to see what does that mean not to be like that. In order not to be like that, you have to live with them and see them and observe them and learn that to be like them is not the proper thing for Klal Yisrael. To me, this is the lesson that I learned myself from this. That every day when we say, Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lechvodo Ve'ivdilanu Min HaTohim Enatan Lanu Torat Emet, that every day we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they are not them. That's the lesson that we have to learn from it. That's the lesson I learned from it. But Baruch Hashem, I'm not like that. This is a lesson, it's a tremendous lesson. That I am Yaakov, and in order for me to stay Yaakov, to be the children of Yaakov Avinu, I have to look at Esav. I have to see what the tumah, what the rishut. What is it? I don't want to be like that. That's why Yaakov became a pure human being, became Tzaddik Yesod Olam, because he saw what he doesn't want to be. This is Rabotai. I think we should look at this and learn every day. Every day that we say to come to this Pasuk, Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lechvodo Ve'evdilanu Min HaTohim Ve'natan Lanu Torat Emet. We appreciate when we see this type of events, this type of barbaric things that they do to five, not four by the way, the person, the Druzi policeman that had Mesirut Nefesh, that he was able to give his life for Klal Israel, is also important. Five people gave their lives for this. For what? For us to see that we don't want to be like them, like terrorists, like these creatures. We don't want to be like that. And this is what we have to learn from. But what do I do with that? Do something. Anything. Anything that we can do to make ourselves and prepare ourselves to deal with this is a tremendous step towards Geulah. So Chaim Kanievsky once said, not about this issue, before, he writes also somewhere, he says that this Kedoshim, that they pass away, everybody asks, Sheluche Mitzvah Enan Nizokim. When somebody does a mitzvah, they shouldn't get hurt. They were in the shul, they were davening, they didn't talit with tefillin. They said Shema, they said Shemun Esra. What's going on here? Did Chazal tell us? Sheluchei mitzvah, people that are doing a mitzvah, nothing bad should happen to them. What's going on here? The answer of Chaim Kanievsky said that they were supposed to pass away some other way. They were supposed to die that day. But there were tzaddikim that happened. They died at the time of Kedusha, at the time of davening, at the time of being pure. They weren't. They were sheluchei mitzvah. They had a zechut that this type of thing should happen to them. We should not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not what all we are. But we have to look at the events. What is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn from this type of things? When this type of things happen, what's our role? What do we need to do? And each one of us, let's figure out and understand. And Bezrat Hashem, through these things, we grow better. Last night, I went to a Pidyon HaBen of a child, of a family that they are not from nothing. I walked in there, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see this child? They can't stop us. We just had another child here. And I said to the parents, do you know what is the chut you have to have a Jewish child born to this family? Because you're telling this terrorist we can't stop us. They can't do anything to us. We have an opportunity to have a beautiful Jewish child to this world. And this is what we have. More Torah, more Mitzvot, more Shabbat, more Tefillah, more Tefillin. We're telling these people they can't touch us. Because this is what they want to do to us, and we're doing opposite of what they want. Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should help us, that give us a chizuk to omit the nisayon. It is a nisayon for Klal Israel, and Hashem should give us siyata deshmaya, that we should be able to stand on this nisayon, and Hashem should give us siyata deshmaya, Bezrat Hashem, siyula shalom b'emenu amen.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.